This is Long-Term Care Connections for April 29, 2026, brought to you by Washington Healthcare Association. Here are this week's top stories. WACA is proud to announce the winners of the 2026 Excellence in Service Awards. These annual awards celebrate those who exemplify compassionate, heartfelt care and services to residents. Congratulations to Assisted Living Nurse of the Year, Karen Chaffin, of Sunrise of Edmonds. Skilled Nursing Nurse of the Year, Tracy Clark, of Mount Baker Care Center. Noble Caregiver in Assisted Living, Sabrina Wise, of East Haven Villa. Noble Caregiver in Skilled Nursing, Noah McKenzie Sullivan, of Lacey Post Acute. Assisted Living Red Carpet Quality Award, Gina Standerford, of Colonial Vista Senior Living. Skilled Nursing Red Carpet Quality Award, Sean Aiken, of Spokane Falls Care. Assisted Living Administrator of the Year, Taylor Adams, of Spokane Falls Memory Care at South Hill. And Skilled Nursing Administrator of the Year, Jesse Shelton, of Regency at North Point. Your commitment and dedication is inspiring. We appreciate your service to your residents and our community. The deadline for nursing homes to report healthcare personnel influenza vaccination coverage in the CDC's National Health Safety Network is fast approaching on May 18th. The reporting period for the 2025 to 2026 influenza season is from October 1, 2025 through March 31, 2026. Facilities are only required to submit one report that covers the entire period. Failure to report complete data in NHSN by the deadline will result in a 2% reduction in the nursing home's annual Medicare reimbursement rates. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections on WACA.org for more information, as well as links to resources such as training materials and a tip sheet, and contact information for questions and assistance with meeting the reporting requirements and deadline. Nominations are now open for the 2026 Mary Kay Ousley Champion of Quality Award. All AHCA NCAL members are encouraged to participate and help recognize outstanding national contributions to quality improvement. Now through May 29th, both peer and self-nominations for individuals who have significantly advanced quality care on a national level in nursing centers, assisted living, independent care facilities, or post-acute care should be submitted. The award recipient will be honored at Delivering Solutions 26, AHCA NCAL's Expo and Convention in Boston later this year. Visit this week's issue of LTC Connections online for more information and the link to submit a nomination. AHCA members enjoy exclusive discounts on the Activity Director Certified course through the National Certification Council for Activity Professionals. The course prepares activity professionals to enhance the quality of life for older adults in nursing facility, assisted living, and community-based settings. The ADC course is self-paced and provides the educational foundation required for individuals seeking eligibility to apply for the ADC credential, which meets the professional standards of practice to lead, manage, and direct an activities and life enrichment department. AHCA NCAL members receive a $200 discount on the program. To learn more, visit this week's edition of LTC Connections on WACA.org. CMS has provided updated guidance for skilled nursing facilities regarding vaccine coding and data validation process. Visit LTC Connections online for more complete details on these updates. In this week's grassroots update, we have three things every long-term care provider should know about advocacy. First, relationships matter more than one-time outreach. Lawmakers are more responsive to people they know and trust. Building year-round relationships with elected officials and their staff creates credibility when important issues arise. Second, your real-world experience is powerful. Sharing clear, real examples of staffing shortages, Medicaid rates, regulatory barriers, and resident needs helps policymakers understand the impact of policy decisions. Third, advocacy is everyone's job. Owners, administrators, nurses, caregivers, staff, residents, and families all have valuable voices. Advocacy is strongest when multiple perspectives speak up together. Bottom line, stay engaged, tell your story, and build relationships to make a real difference. If you want to strengthen your advocacy skills, connect with us at the WACA Annual Convention to learn more. Wrapping up this week's LTC Connections, here are some upcoming webinars and events you won't want to miss. Join us for the WACA Annual Convention, May 18th to 20th at the Seattle Airport Marriott. You won't want to miss 3 days of engaging education from expert presenters, opportunities to have some fun and expand your professional network at social activities, and a trade show where you can learn more about our associate business partners and the services they offer to support your facility. Plus, you'll walk away inspired as we close out the convention by honoring our Excellence in Service Award winners at a special luncheon. We can't wait to see you there. Assisted Living Care Academy is back. This intensive, multi-day workshop begins June 9th and is designed for nurses, caregivers, and other assisted living leaders who want to learn more about running a wellness department in Washington. Join us for the full course, or just sign up for the standalone nurse delegation session on June 16th. WACA is partnering with Residential Care Services to hold an essential virtual training on June 12th on the RCS Assisted Living Pilot, Reporting and Investigation of Facility-Reported Incidents. This webinar will clarify state regulatory requirements for the pilot process for medium and low-harm facility-reported incidents investigations. Be prepared for the pilot launch, coming in July, with this free webinar. You can find more information and register for each of these opportunities on the events calendar on WACA.org. That's it for this week's edition of LTC Connections. As always, Washington Healthcare Association would like to thank our members for their dedication to long-term care in Washington. We look forward to connecting with you again next week.